Chapter 1. The Stage is Set. Some news creeps over time. It may not steal headlines because of its slow progress, but its significance can come to overshadow all other events in the world. Beginning in the 1960s, the border between India and Pakistan started to become one of the most heavily militarized regions in the world. Tensions over who would ultimately control the resources and water flow of the Kashmir province were compounded by a natural distaste of each group for one another along religious lines. The more radical Muslims of Pakistan found the idea of the thousands of Hindu gods in India to be disgraceful and repulsive on a level that inspired widespread hatred. For decades, the only thing that kept these countries from engaging in all-out warfare was the knowledge that each country possessed nuclear weapons. However, this standoff was bound to end eventually. There was simply too much loathing and abhorrence existing between the two parties for peace to really be successful. By 2024, both sides had deployed numerous intelligence assets into each other's countries to try and detect weak points in security. It was only a matter of time until one was found and then exploited. During the late 2010s and early 2020s, the various Islamic extremist groups began to steadily unite under one banner and organization, the Islamic State. This merging of groups and resources strengthened their ability to influence politics, policies, and various regimes throughout the world. Their strategy of violent and continuous conflict had shifted to that of education, spreading extremist teachings and infiltrating various political offices in Europe and North America to further their agendas. This dramatically increased their support base and political influence across the globe. Like the mafia, they enforced their rules and positions within their organization, and like the mob, they had a front man, with the true leader hiding in the shadows. Their leader was a man named Mohammed Abbas. He was a distinguished Saudi prince in his late 50s.